Blog Talk Radio.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father,
brothers and packs done, plus everybody's high, too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block why he strapped, he laughed, pointed his pistol at the cop car, passed the blast. It's just another murder, nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies, victims of a straight from drug dealers gone crazy? Maybe it's just the drugs, business of how the block was. Crack came and it was strange how it rocked. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror. We can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer. Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God. Blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God. Blessed and still breathing.
Sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate, only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery, fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise.
Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
And that sound means you are on. It's Tuesday, people. Sorry about not being last week. You know, we had, sorry about not being available last week, but I am definitely available back with a brand new show, brand new topic. Got some good stuff going on. First of all, I don't think we last talked since the birthday episode. I would like to just say, Thank you. And thank you again to everybody that texted, inboxed, called, whatever. Thank you for all the support. Thank you for all the love. Thank you for all of the messages, the phone calls. You really make me feel special. And, you know, when we begin to, you know, begin to become adults, it's not about birthdays anymore, you know. I just got small gifts. I got cards. I got books. You know, it's small things that matter to me. But just the overwhelming amount of love I received, it was just truly appreciated. So I appreciate everybody that makes this show what it is, everybody that calls in and plays their part. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to my boy Julian, shout out to my boy E, shout out to my special dreamer Pisces. Yeah, you know, I see. Shout out to everybody that calls in and opens up. You know, because we talk about some deep stuff on these shows. You know, so shout out to my comrades in the Black Panthers for Justice, the Black Panthers for Justice, the Black Panthers for Justice. Shout out to our incredible great chairman, Brother Ishmael Shabazz. Keep the hope alive and keep the prayers alive. And the enemy's still on his back with his trial. So we definitely want to keep that brother lifted up in our prayers. Shout out to our field marshal, Brother Jamar. Shout out to Brother Coop. Shout out to Sister Renee. Shout out to everybody in their respective places that makes the movement. Shout out to the new people that we have coming. Shout out to our comrades Anonymous. And that was an incredible message to humanity. Somebody needs to give humanity a message. But if you don't know who Anonymous is, I don't know why you don't. But if you don't know who Anonymous is, please stroll over to these brothers and sisters' videos. They do excellent work. We're talking about unity. We're talking about not just one dimensional, not just one color, not just one sex, not just one, but we're talking about an overall great movement. And we are glad to have them aboard. Shout out to our comrades in Brazil. You know, the Black Panthers are doing some great things. Why do I want to join the Black Panthers? Oh, you know why I want to join the Black Panthers anyway, even if you didn't ask. Because we follow the original 10-point platform, Bobby Steele, Huey Newton. If you don't know, now you know. And it goes like this. Number one, we want freedom. We want power to determine the destiny of our Black and oppressed community. Two, we want full employment for our people. Three, we want an end to the robbery by this capitalist of our Black and oppressed community. We want decent housing fit for shelter fit for human beings. You know some of these ran down hell holes they have you in. Overcharging you rent like Robin's Landing. Well, we're not going to put them on blast. Oh, did I just do it? Probably did. But anyway, five, we want decent education for our people that exposes the true nature of this decadent American society. We want education that teaches us our true history and role in present-day society. 6, we want completely free health care for all black and oppressed people. 7, we want an immediate end to the police brutality and murder of black people, other people of all oppressed people inside the United States. 8, we want an immediate end to the wars of aggression. 9, we want freedom for all black oppressed people now held in U.S., federal, state, county, city, military prisons, and jails. We want a trial by a jury of our peers for all persons charged with so-called crimes under the laws of this country. 10, we want land, bread, housing, education, clothing, justice, peace, and people's community control of modern technology. And if you don't know what I just read, I guess you better read the 10-point platform for the Black Panther for Justice, who follows the original 10-point platform or the original Black Panther. So definitely shout-outs to everybody that makes this movement what it is. It's not even a movement. As you know, I told you before, it's more so a family, you know, because that's what I feel. You know, it's love. When you feel a movement, and when you feel it's like words they throw out like radical, you know, revolutionaries, that have got such a, the word revolutionary has gotten such a bad spin on it. But everybody, you know, we have to really understand the importance of the revolution. See, we can't get so caught up in all this love and peace that we forget to fight back. Revolution is necessary. So each time we have people that want to point out, you know, the athletes, you know, the entertainers, you know, the lawyers, the doctors, you know, the people of color in different avenues and careers, I like to quickly remind them that none of this would be possible if it wasn't for a Marcus Garvey. None of this wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for Fred Hampton, if it wasn't for Bobby Seale. None of this wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for Martin Luther King. So everybody has to have some revolutionary tactics, because what's about to go down now, you better defend yourself. And if you don't know, I suggest you better wake up and pick up a book. You better pick up Google. You better pick up something. Definitely. Well, news and notes, shout out. Also, if you're looking for nice, beautiful jewelry, I'm talking about handcrafted, handmade, late night, you know, just love and thought, please stroll over to IG, Instagram, for those who don't know what IG stands for, and check out Dreamy Pisces 80. Check out her beautiful collection of work. Or you can stroll over to our website at Dreamy Beans by Sharon Z and just look at that different inventory. And like I said, we always talk about support black community, support black businesses, support black, then you go give all your money to Tiffany, you know, because we want to keep up with the Jones. No, don't give all your money to Tiffany. Give all your money to Sharon. Not all your money, but give a nice, you know, proceed. But shout out to my lovely Dreamy Pisces, who always makes the show bright and beautiful with her knowledge when she calls in and spits her knowledge. Well, shout out to me. You know, shout out to me and my what I'm doing, my radio show. If you aren't telling anybody, you should be telling people. Call area code 646-787-1787. Once again, what I say, you should call people and tell them. Dial area code 646-787-1787. Tell them you're on with the National Spokesman for the Black Panthers of Justice. And I just read 10-point platform. If you want me to read it again, you can always ask it anytime. But, okay, let's slide into stuff. So we have to be living under a rock to really. I don't even want to give the Republican debate too much life, because they ain't loving hip-hop. I understand shows like Black Ink. I understand the soap opera behind this. But shouldn't it scare you that Donald Trump is the most strongest candidate? And I mean, he got a fool made of him during last week, but I'm not too sold on Ben Carson. You know, because what that, I don't even like to say brother sometimes, because every brother ain't a brother. But what he said about the Muslims, this just wrong. Like, huh? And I like what the great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said. He said if the Muslims are basically satanic terrorists, then the Ku Klux Klan are Christian terrorists. And that'll, I may have reworded it different. But something isn't just right. So as we know, we have to be living under the rock to understand that the Pope is in Washington, D.C. Meet with Barack Obama. Now, what do these two want to talk about? I wonder. Now, this is a person, because I'm not into calling every person that's got a little melanin in his skin a brother. This is a person who has, he's fought for more homosexual rights. Did he not just make a guy named Eric Sanders? Not even sound homosexual. I mean, you know how I talk on this show, so if you got different views, hang up. And he was a long-time Pentagon official. He just nominated him for the Army Secretary, homosexuality. We all know how he stood behind homosexuality, and he made gay rights legal. Okay, now this is no hate talk. This is real. We have to understand the spiritual aspect. We have to understand the spiritual aspect, because a lot of people, they get offended and say, let them be happy. Why are you saying the things that you say? Because we have to understand, you can't stand in the middle, black people. You can't stand in the middle, white people. You can't stand in the middle, people. If you have any kind of spiritual base, dare I say religion base, you got to get on one side. And do we for once think that if there is, let's say, because we don't know the answers to these questions. Some believe that there is a heaven. Some believe that there is. Some believe that there is a hell. Some believe that there isn't. We don't know. At least I don't. If you had a near-death experience and you almost went to the light, then definitely I'm going to click you on and you inform everybody. But these are things none of us truly know. So for us to say, let's just say, walk with me, talk with me, let's just say that there is a heaven. Do we think that we're going to get to a place that's made of milk and honey, a place of peace, a place of love? Over to the right. Now look over to your right. There are two men kissing. Over to the left, there are two women kissing. Do we think that these are godly acts? Like I said, now look over to that right and see if you see two men kissing in the corner. Now this is supposed to be happy. For everybody that's saying, let them be happy. And I had a brother that called in. Shout out to my boy, because, you know, your opinion is your opinion. You come with your opinion on this show. He said that he believed God made homosexuals. I beg to differ. Because that's saying that God is confused. That's saying that God placed a confused spirit in you. But anyway, back to Barack Obama. Okay, so he nominates Eric Sanders to be the Army Security Secretary, excuse me. Okay, and that's not even get on this Pope. Oh, my goodness. And I want you to please get your pen and paper out, y'all, because this ain't, it's not Ontario talking. Read. There's an article by Judy Byington, B-Y-I-N-G-T-O-N, Judy Byington. And it says, this is a July 20th article, 2014. And the headline reads, Pope Francis found guilty of child trafficking, rape, and murder. What you say, National Spokes? What you say about that man with that big old hat? Pope Francis found guilty of child trafficking, rape, and murder. And it says over 48 eyewitnesses have come forward to testify before the court system, and this is the court in Brussels. The defendants, they're talking about the Pope and three other Catholic so-called leaders or high people in high places, however you want to name them. And it talks about their activities as Ninth Circle Satanic Child Sacrifice Cult. Now, we got to understand, this is also a Pope that was named. He was on the cover of the Advocate magazine. And if we understand what the Advocate magazine is, it's one of the biggest homosexual magazines. So we have supposedly men of God. Now, I don't know what him and Barack Obama are going to get to do. I don't know if they're going to get together and have one big sex fest. We don't know. I mean, these are two. And don't say I'm going too far because we don't know these people. We don't know who they're putting in front of us, and they're supposed to say, what does the Pope do? Who is the Pope? Do he look popey? Man, let's be serious about this. We have to understand the spirit of homosexuality that is going to be unleashed. We have to understand. I have a lot of things I also want you to research. Let me get to it. You might want to check out H.R., that's Harry Rowan, H.R. 6566. Check these out. I want you guys to write this down, because when I do a different show, we're going to need to know what these are. Also, H.R. 645. And on that one, also, H.R. 4872. Now, for 4872, I want you to stroll to page 1014 and see what you find. 1014. We have to know what are in these laws. Now, Obama is changing all kind of laws. And as I really went through some things, and we know they compared him to Adolf Hitler. Now, why are you saying that? And I was watching a film session, and there was a guy that said he spoke with three women that survived the Holocaust. And the women told him that it's 1933 all over again, and nobody knows what's going on. Now, we got to understand these blood moons. We got to understand that first beast that the Bible speaks of. So I'm a Bible reader. That second beast that the Bible speaks of, and they collaborate. We have to understand that this freak show of a presidential debate running, could it be just a farce? Could it be just smoke and mirrors? Because I have went on record plenty of times and said, I in my spirit don't believe that we'll make it to another.
Well, what you talking about? Oh, national spoke. He can't run but two times.
Well, if something so catastrophic happens, I don't think you can transfer power. Now, we got to understand a lot of the things that he has taken away and signed into law. We got to understand a lot of the executive order that he has signed into law. We got to understand the admiration, the worship. I remember Jamie Foxx, I think it was the 2012 Soul Train Award, and he said, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. I watched the video where they had a little child praying to Barack Obama as if he was God. So you might want to get away from these shows because they're heavy, but we got to understand, my revolutionary, the spiritual side of this. The demons behind these people. Him and Michelle Obama, we don't know what these people are. We don't know what this so-called Pope is. So I want you to check out those rules, and please, if you need me to repeat them, I will. HR 6566, HR 645, HR 4872, and on 4872, specifically, check out page 1014. We have to really understand what we are fighting. It's more than black power. This is more than, this is something different. And it's not even a topic. This is just side notes because this is an up-and-coming topic. So we have to understand the importance of restoring the black home. We have to understand the power of grabbing our children and praying. No matter what denomination you are, pray. This is the same Pope that said atheists can get into heaven. This is the same Pope that said if people are homosexual, who am I to judge? But aren't you going against this the most sacred book? So who are these people? We got to dig into this. Turn off Empire. I can't even compete with Empire. We watching Lucius, Cookie, all of these people when they are planning your lives right in front of you. They taking your rights away, and you talking about that Lucius that got out of jail. We all gonna be in jail. Wake the hell up, my people. Please research these. Please. I'm not a beggar. Teach your kids how to pray. And learn your discernment, your God-given wisdom. What is your purpose in life? Not what your career calling is. God don't care about you on an Audi. God don't care about you making $60,000 a year, because what happens if the money collapses and there is no $60,000? I'm not saying don't get your paper because I need it. But I'm saying don't become a slave. Don't become a mental slave. Don't enslave your spirit to not having things. Things are going to be taken away. Executive Order 10990. Write this down. Executive Order 10990. Executive Order, the second one, 10995. Third one. I'm not going to tell you what they are. We're going to talk about them. I know I have them right here what they are. Executive Order 10997. Executive Order 11001. Executive Order 11003. And last one, Executive Order 11004. Now, these are some of the few executive orders that Barack Obama has signed in law on his own. Who is this person? I've never seen such worship for President Bush, for President Clinton. This is a whole new day. As my boy Eddie, when he told me to play this song, it's a new world order. A brand new day. Shout out to Eddie Belafonte. Wake up, people. So I'm going to slide into that because we're not going to keep talking about these homos and these slams because they're probably getting it on right now. Yeah, I said it. But, okay, topic. Now, I tried to get this topic in 2 weeks ago on the 1st in Blog Talk Radio or either the powers that be that's listening. I don't know if they are. I don't know if they are, but I know I'm doing a good job when I can't get into my show. Are black men and women destroying each other? Oh, God. Here comes, he always got to start talking about some stuff. What do you mean we destroying each other? I just bought her a new Daewoo. You're so silly. Are black men and women destroying each other? Now, what brought this about? And I couldn't even find the video no more when I went back to look for it. Thanks a lot, Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. But there was a woman, and she spoke on some powerful things. She said that there was a clip that she played, and it was LeBron James, Mario Chalmers. Now, this is when LeBron James played for the Heat. We all know that LeBron James and Mario Chalmers didn't have a lot of love for each other. So during the timeout, LeBron James jumps up in Mario Chalmers' face, and within probably 3 to 5 minutes, they defuse it. He says, my bad, you know, Mario, my bad, man. Okay, so she said, men settle disputes fast. She says, black women argue over everything, about being single mothers, argue with other women about sleeping around, basically being whores. Now, these are words, not imperials. Basically, when men do it, so it's that double standard that I talk about. She says women hold grudges forever. She said also that 14 years ago, when her grandfather lay dying in the hospital, two female family members broke out into an argument over who do what the most, who is this, who is his favorite. They haven't spoke for 14 years. They still haven't talked, and she said it's been 14 years. Also, she said they argue over petty stuff without no resolution, and it drives the black man to the white woman. I don't know about that, okay, but I'm going to open up and let you guys tell me. And as I like to call it, I say we're in a new day and age. Women suffer from the housewife syndrome. You know what you mean by the housewife syndrome? I mean, because we have to look at, and if we ain't understanding, shout out to my Dreaming Pisces, when she says television program. She was the first one who broke this down to me. She says television program. They tell you right there that they are programming you through television. So every time we are watching that old Bigfoot Wendy Williams, how you doing? What? I'm sure she got a pecker somewhere. Every time we are watching Housewives of this, Housewives of Detroit, Housewives, the black culture has become nothing but a reality show. Whether it's Blacking, whether it's Love and Hip Hop, anywhere, what they show the black woman doing to pad this sister's point. But I can't just be one-sided because I don't play that one-sided stuff on this show. Well, now we got to throw it on the black male. I said, now this is me. The black male they got this street nigga syndrome. Street nigga syndrome. As if they won't always get it. Get it by all men. Oh, like I said, I'm never hating on a brother about getting this paper. Get your paper, but go home to your family. Get your paper, but take care of your kids. So she also posed the question, why is black women so angry? Now, me, I'm not a black woman, so I can't speak, but I think the black woman could be a little angry because the black man, he get the goods, he out. He leave her to take care of the kids. He leave her to take care of the bills. Ooh, when he come to his senses. Ooh, responsibility. Gotta go. So, I mean, we have to understand, I mean, because we can play ping pong all day. We can say the black woman should do better. We say the black man should do better. I also have an issue with the black male showing more love to his homies than he do his lady. So what you mean by that, Natalie spoke? You see, the black male wants to spend more time with his homeboy. He'll spend 10 hours with his homeboy and get mad with his girl says she want to kick it. I don't know. I love my homies. I love my boy Eddie Belafonte. I love my boy Jay. I love all my peeps. But I don't want to hang out with them more than I want to hang out with my boo. You know, and that's just, you know, the thing of that, you know. So what has happened to the black man and the black woman. And when I say destroying each other with the way they speak to each other. Destroying each other with the tit for tat manner. Oh, he cheated, so I'll cheat. She cheated, so I'll cheat. She did something creepy, so now I don't trust. Brought it back to that Willie Lynch syndrome. But then, like I said, we got to unite within before we can even talk about taking on the white man, before we can even, we're not ready in our own home. We can't take over our home. You know, I don't have a lot of education, but I'm smart to what I know. I play around, so I understand the black man, you know, getting a late start. But at some point, he has to wake up and understand, put them childish things away. So I'm going to open up the lines. I want y'all to tell me what you think about this. Because I believe we got something good going. So, Scarlett, you are on the line.
What's up, man?
What up, my brother?
Hey, let me say, I don't want to hang around you all the time either. What's going on, man?
What's up, my brother?
Oh, man, just checking you out, man. I'm glad to hear you doing good. Sound pretty good.
Oh, man, I'm awesome.
Yeah, man, you got a lot of pain going on today, man. I'm talking about it's a gumbo full of stuff going on in this pot. Yeah.
Hey, well, you know we do variety on this show, so you can dig a topic and give me what.
Hey, man, it's a buffet full of doggone topics going on this show right here, man. Yeah, I ain't gonna speak too much about those. You know, the first thing you start out with, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't like to be dictating what's going on with the Pope and Obama, you know, so they got their situation going on. And I think I sent you the link about CFR, also the NWO, you know, I'm talking about the New World Order. We already know about it. Craziness going on behind the scenes. Also, I encourage people to go look at this movie. If they haven't seen it, you should go see it, or not go see it, or download it on your iPad or computer or whatever. You go on YouTube and watch it. It's called Hostile. And they tell you about, these rich people, you know what I'm saying? They sacrifice, human beings, and, they drink blood and bathe themselves with blood and stuff like that. You know, these are rich people, you know what I'm saying? Like the Rothschild or, all the organizations and whatnot. But, as far as the religion, whatever like that, whatever your religion beliefs are, you know what I'm saying? If they go and look at the Bible, which is Revelation chapter 18, and it simply tells you about, Babylon the Great. You know what I'm talking about? False religion. You know what I'm saying? There's only one true religion. And just like the Black Panther had a 10-point platter. You know what I'm saying? It's just you're not. Jesus said he was a part of the world, so he don't do, things within the world. He ain't not going to be talking about Rome or anything like that. He stay out of stuff like that. You feel? And so, Babylon the Great is just false religion. You know what I'm saying? Everybody like, well, my religion, this and that, my religion. Hey, man, you doggone, if you into, promoting homosexuality, it's not godly. You know what I'm saying? If you doing things outside your marriage, that's not godly. You know what I'm saying? Along with some other things, that's not godly. But you know what I'm saying? You say you die with your church or your pastor or whatever, and then fucking second and foremost, we shouldn't even be praising man. You know, they tend to praise their pastor. You better not say nothing about their pastor. They really doggone beat you up, cut you, whatever like that. That ain't godly. You know what I'm saying? That ain't godly at all. You know what I'm saying? But, Jesus didn't ever get into all that stuff there. You know, so his thing was to preach about the word of the God, the kingdom, which is heaven, and it is heaven. And let this be known, only a few going to heaven, paradise will be on earth. It will restore back to what it once was when he first created the earth. You know what I'm saying? Before he created man, it will be restored back to his original state. You know what I'm saying? Only the rights are going to cover the land. You know what I'm talking about? And so, yeah, but by these men and women, man, hey, man, it's hard on everybody, man. And we just tend to point fingers at this individual, that individual. Well, we need to look at ourselves in the mirror, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to, you know, pick ourselves apart and see what it is I'm doing wrong. And,
yeah,
you know, far as this right, you, if a man say, I did that because you cheated on me or you acted this way, guess what, my brother? You acting like a woman. You arguing and fussing with a woman. Women arguing and fuss. Men be quiet. If you want to win an argument, you can have that, baby. You know what I'm saying? Then men need to step up. You know what I'm saying? Take care. Because I was raised in a household where my father took care of all the bills. My mother, all that she had to do was bring in the groceries and cook the meal and tend to the children, pay up on meal. But my father took care of the whole household as far as the bills and, you know, make sure his wife had a car, you know, able to get back and forth to work, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got to be a man with integrity, you know what I'm saying, principles, boundaries, more values, you know what I'm talking about? But, you know, we just got to get out there, point fingers and tip attack. I, for one, don't like tip attack, because I did tip attack before. And, you know, my woman at the time, she cheated on me. I heard about it, ran to the arms of another woman. But then, guess what? I kept on doing it, and then, doggone, some thing went down in my household. You know what I'm saying? That bad karma, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking I'm doing something slick. You know what I'm saying? That's how she feel. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's an action, it's a reaction. You know what I'm saying? Right. Women need to stop. They need to stop all that rah-rah stuff and listen to their friends and their cousin and whoever they is they need to confide to. Again, this is what I call the serpent. The serpent going to tell you anything that you want to hear at that time to fulfill that void that you got going on. You know what I'm saying? You want to hear something they're going to, what they call it, going to motivate you to do, because you already got it in your head anyway. I should go out there and do this on that person. You know what I'm saying? So they going to take that one individual. Girl, he did that. He did what? Girl, I wouldn't even take that. She probably don't even have a man. Half the time, she might be going through something in her relationship. The fuck? You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, you know, they all need to check themselves. You know what I'm saying? You know, I call you for advice when it comes to, you know, a situation I got going on pertaining to a woman. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I'm going to come with my own, you know what I'm saying, my own thing, how I'm going to approach it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to argue with them. I'm not going to do no tit-for-tat stuff because that shows integrity in my behalf. You know what I'm saying? She go out there and make a fool all she wants to. Because, and guess what? At the end, I'm still going to stand tall and strong, and I'm not going to lie to nobody. If they seen James Brown show, I mean, movie, I'm not going to allow anyone to brand me up out of myself. Period. Yeah, I'm
so what you saying is, so what you saying is, you gonna jump in the pickup truck and lead the police on a high speed chase like James Brown?
Man, no. You know, man, I'm taking a break. You know what I'm saying? Taking a break. But yeah, you, man, bro. You know, man, I appreciate you having me on, man. You know, everybody stay prayed up. Yeah, y'all stay prayed up, man. A much love, you know what I'm saying? Fire for the people, you know, all that, you know. Love you, man, and keep doing your work.
Much love back, brother.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to my dude, Eddie Belafonte. He said it's like James Brown. It's a man's world, and it's a new world. You say he didn't want to get into the butt pirate president in the post, so we just gonna leave that where it's at.
I don't care about it.
But definitely, you know, I dig what he's saying on a real note. You know, he said that's female what brothers do, you know. And I mean, brothers are very emo nowadays. You know, you have more dudes with
you know, get in their feelings and have more attitude than the women. I mean, what happens? See, they always say, as I had a conversation with some brothers, you know, a few days ago, and when we look back in the 60s and we look back in the 70s when we had stand-up men and women, we had strong revolutionary women. We had sisters like Sister Sonia Sanchez. We had sisters like Angela Davis. We had strong sisters. We had, you know, your Stokely Carmichaels. We had your Fred Hampton. We had your Malcolm X. We had all of these strong brothers. Malcolm didn't have time to get in his feelings about something somebody said about him. And he's right. He said, you know, you try saying something about their pastor. Pastor being their pulpit. How long now? And he said, ah, you better preach. And he said, you ain't saying that. Don't you talk about my pastor. I mean, we get in such an uproar about man. We are more descendant of man. I mean, and we have forgot to love each other as man and woman. I mean, the black woman has become the most disrespected thing on earth. I mean, actually, granted, they disrespect themselves with stripping. They disrespect themselves. You know, I'm tired of watching these beat-down videos of our people. You know, we want to, you know, preserve the black race and say, keep it in the black home. Keep it in the black home. But how can you preserve the black race when majority of the black man is in jail? Majority of the black man stays in the streets 10 hours. Majority of the black woman has a complex with herself. I mean, this stuff is dropped knowledge, and I hate that they took that video away, Mark Zuckerberg, man. But, I mean, it's very, it makes you think, are we destroying each other? I mean, and it trips me out. Let's even stand on the kids. Now, tell me if I'm wrong. A child will hear himself as, what's up, nigga, 20 times before he reaches the age of 5 years old. More than 20. But then we get a complex and we get upset if a white man says, my nigga. We put into that child that very same thing that we hate, but we think we cool, we saying, my nigga, my nigga. But we putting into them that they're nothing but a nigga. Are we destroying the black home? Talk to me. I'm going to keep scrolling. Because it's a new world order. A brand new day.
You better stop all that saving, Nessa, folks. We ain't coming here, you saying.
Okay, let's do it. Where will I go? I have such fun on these shows. Let's see. I know where I'm going to go. Oh, you are on the line.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good. Can we rewind just a little bit? I am a mother and been dealing with children and trying to listen and do a whole lot of things at the same time.
Okay, I'll give you a run back. In the beginning, I discussed President Barack Obama and the Pope's meeting up. I talked about the Pope being found guilty of child sex trafficking, rape, and murder. I talked about Barack Obama nominating Eric Fanning for the Army Secretary. And presently, we are talking about the black man and the black woman. Are they destroying each other? Are we destroying homes? And as I spoke about a sister's video that I came across, and she was speaking to the nature of women argue over everything, about being single mothers, about sleeping around with somebody else, man. She said her family members held a grudge for 14 years and still haven't spoken, while her grandfather laid dying. She says, you know, the black woman has the highest low self-esteem rate. She says the black woman nagged, basically sending the black man into the arms of a white woman. Now, where I countered and said, you can't put all that on a woman. because we got to talk about some of these lazy black men that make babies, run off on their children, sit around and do nothing all day. We have black brothers that sit around 12 hours playing video games, no nothing. It's hard to find jobs. I also said, you know, brothers rather hang out with their partners for 10, 11 hours a day rather than go home with their family. So where you stand on that part?
Well, I think both parties are at fault in a lot of cases. You know, I have a lot of people that come to me and they talk to me about their relationship issues. And a lot of times, I hear it from males and females, but it's mostly females that come to me and tell me about their issues. And it's always a one-sided argument. And they tell me about what's going on with the man, everything that he's doing wrong. But it goes both ways. I think a lot of people, it's maturity levels that have a lot to do with the breakdown of the relationship. Spiritual maturity has a lot to do with it as well. A lot of times, you know, we get into these relationships, if it's two people that are immature in many different ways, you know, mentally, spiritually, the relationship is pretty much corrupted, I feel, from the beginning, because a lot of people don't know how to build a strong foundation with someone. And, you know, we build these relationships from the start wrong. You know, I speak a lot about how when we get into these relationships, a lot of times, you know, people, they jump right into the bed. And then from there, they want to build from there, and they want this person to be their best friend. Then they want to know all about them.
So was it that they were never taught as a people how to look for a productive relationship? Does it go to they themselves don't know what they're looking for? What do you feel on that part?
I think a lot of people just don't know, because a lot of us come from broken families, or we come from, you know, single parent households. You know, we come from mothers that have been left behind or had husbands or boyfriends that cheated. So, you know, our mothers are bitter. And so in turn, we see that. We hear our mothers saying, you know, men are no good, men are dogs. And if you continually, as a child, you continually hear these things, that grows up in you, and then you turn around and repeat these same behaviors if you're not taught different. Some people have been raised by the TV, you know, and spend a lot of time in front of the TV and listening to certain music, and we know that those old-school love songs, they don't really exist. They've been slowly but surely been, you know, pulled away from us. And so the messages that are being given at home are negative about relationships. They're not balanced about love. And then when you turn around thinking that you're going to get it on TV, you get this, if it's not something negative, it's this imaginary fairy tale storyline that's not real. It's not real life. And so, you know, if you're like an impressionable young woman, you know, you follow these TV shows. You say, hey, that's what I want, because you didn't get that at home. So the next place you're going to look for is for on TV. And a lot of people, even though we as adults know that this stuff is, you know, not true, but, well, it's a lot of adults that think that it is true, just like children. But you know, these images and things that we're taking in, and we look at this stuff as being true, the movies that they, you know, the messages they portray in the movies, all of this is false. And I feel like that's why the relationship, especially between like a black man and a black woman, is distorted, because people are distorted. Everybody wants love, you know, everybody wants affection and attention. But a lot of people don't even know what love is, so they mix up affection with love, physical attention with love, and they get that confused. And people don't know who they are, you know, they don't know themselves. I mean, I really feel like it should be some type, it could be like a stipulation that you're not allowed to become married or have children until you have, you know who you are as a person. But, you know, that's it's a part about, you know, growing up, you know. But unfortunately, we put ourselves in these situations that are not favorable, and then we go and have babies with these people, you know, when we're immature, and it's like this never-ending cycle that's never broken until people say, you know, they find out who they are. Mm-hmm.
So would you say she was right with the saying that black women are bitter? Majority of black women, all they do is fight. She says they hold, you know, all they do is argue with no valid, you know, resolution. All they do is spit negative venom and spew hatred and never come up with any solutions. Just problem, nag. Like, is that true? Or is it, do we not see it from the white woman? Because I believe that you get it from both parts, but I believe it's not said so heavily to us from the other side.
Exactly. I mean, they're always going to portray us in a negative light, and that's what we see on TV. That's what's pushed, and so that's what we automatically assume is true. Sadly to say, just from my interacting with people and, you know, like my girlfriends and seeing, you know, what goes on in their relationship, statistically from what I've seen, it appears to be true. It appears to be true in that case that black women nag, black women force, you know, their man to cheat because all they do is whine and cry and they're spoiled rats and all of this stuff. And then, you know, you have the men that want to sit down and play PlayStation all day while the woman's going to work. You know, have the men that'll take the woman's car and be supposed to be out here looking for a job, and he's out there running the streets. I've seen all of that. But then you have those cases. It might seem more rare, but those cases do exist where there are the women, you know, that are respecting their man and lifting him up, and the man is playing, you know, doing what he's supposed to do by supporting his woman, encouraging her, you know, loving her, bringing out the best. We need to see more of that, but sad to say, the world that we live in, that's not what we see. But it does exist, because I actually am proud to say that I'm that type of woman, you know, you know, that loves and encourages. And I've been told, you know, that, you know, I'm different and I'm rare. And it's sad. It's sad that it's like that. But that is kind of the way that it is. But that doesn't mean it has to continue to be that way. I mean, we all have to break the cycle by doing our part and then putting that into our children so they can change the future. But, you know, I mean, we're in a bad way right now, you know, all the way across the board, the men and the women. But I'm not ever going to say all, because it's not all. But majority of the people that I come across, they're struggling in their relationship. So.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Y'all have a great evening.
Shout out. I mean, and that's kind of like, you know, that's true too in a way, because there are cases, you know, I know I'm a great, you know, black man. Am I the richest man? Nah. But I understand how to speak to a lady. I understand, you know, self-control. I mean, and it's small things. And then you hear people say, well, I ain't perfect. You know, no, but God, the Creator's not asking you to be perfect. But he's saying, do better. I mean, even if we looked at the black fathers on TV back in the day, I mean, you started out with, like, Cliff Huxtable, regardless of what they say. That's how I know that it's something bogus with Bill Cosby. Because he's being plastered all over the place. He drugged this woman. Oh, he drugged this woman. But we have this article that I want you guys to read about the Pope. Sex trafficking, murder, rape of little children. How many times have we heard of this? How many times have we heard? So you know when the system is against you, and the system is for you. Because when you kind of guilty, you know, they cover things up and you don't really hear that. So they took the wholesome black, you know, black family. We had stuff like Family Matters, and they would teach you values and lessons at the end of the day. Eddie Winslow would take the car, and, you know, the dad would ground them. Half of these kids don't even know what ground means nowadays. You know, you had James, he got, damn it, Florida, I don't want to hear nothing. He'll take the chair and throw it across the room. But he was home. I mean, he was pissed off all the time, but he was home. You know, but they showed the father in the home. Now, we'd have been having Rolling Stone fathers forever. You know, but that is sad to see that. I'm going to say, in a case of seven men, only one or two have a false in a relationship with their father. That destroys, how we grow up as men and view women. Women down talking to kids, father, and this whole baby dad, I believe when they started that, T-Bird, I love you, baby daddy crap, that was just the bottom falling out of how we saw mother and father. They went to baby daddy. Everybody say baby daddy, baby daddy, baby daddy, baby daddy. There is no more kids' father. I respect women that say, oh, that's my kid's father. I respect brothers that say, oh, that's my kid's mother. How the hell we get all this baby daddy stuff from baby mama? You know, and it's certain things that we don't understand that we trap ourselves in. Out of all these ballers we see on TV, how many of them we see praying with their kids?
Oh, because that's boring. Mary J. said good boys ain't no fun, so a praying man is a boring man.
No, a praying man keeps them demons off your butt. So we have lost the spiritual aspect of the family. Florida didn't have no neck, but she was the most sanctified woman on TV. She kept the front tight, you know. She didn't have much to hold it up, but you know what I'm saying. That's real thing. I know she didn't have no neck while y'all father looked. I can't believe what he said about Esther Rowe. Nobody knows she did. I'm serious, though, people. We got to understand what television programming did, like Jamie Pisces say, television programming. They programmed our minds to every black kid want to be a basketball player. I felt the next hoop dream. They programmed our minds every hateful thing about ourselves. We got more blonde black women than we got blonde white women. We don't, this is how we destroy each other. We destroy each other by the way the woman speaks to the man. God, go on. We destroy each other by the way the man speaks to the woman. We got to build a black family back up. The woman has to learn to deal with her past pain. The brother got to learn to submit his ego and realize he ain't the toughest thing on the block. It's all right to cry. That's going to be a crybaby. So, you know, I just, you know, where we at on the spectrum? Where we at on the poll? I'm going to take some more calls. Carla, you on the line? 8634?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. 8634.
All right, they not knowing. Get in here. You are now in queue. That's what she said. Carla, you online? 487?
Oh, come on. Hello, I just called in. I don't know what was said, so I apologize.
Okay.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I just literally called in, so I'm sorry I missed the topic, what was discussed.
Currently, we are in the topic of black men and women. Are they destroying each other? What I mean by that when I say how they treat each other, how they talk to each other, being faithful to one another. brothers running off on women, leaving them to be single mothers. Women disrespecting their body. And another point that I want to get to, and I'll get to a little later, but just, is the black man and the black woman destroying each other?
I'll say the thing with that, to answer your question is, you can't put the blame on nobody but yourself. I'm sorry, I'm just coming in, but I can speak for myself. I mean, I can't blame nobody for the predicament I'm in right now. You know, I had to start with myself, like I always say. Experience, I guess, with the black brothers or whatever, relationship-wise, it just have made me stronger. Hadn't made me better or anything, but it just have made me stronger on the choices I choose, who I deal with in the future, you know.
Okay.
That's all. I'm sorry. I wish I had more to say.
All right. Oh, cool. As long as you drop in and say something.
Okay.
Shout out to her. She's late, but that's all right. The late than never. But, as I said, what I wanted to get back into. Now, Louis Farrakhan, I ain't going to butt. I know how y'all get. Don't y'all talk about him in this cold mode. Don't you say what you going to say. Louis Farrakhan said something that I did respect. You know, because I'm not against the brother. I'm just, I have different views and beliefs. Am I entitled to that? But he called out Jay-Z and said, it is Jay-Z's responsibility as Beyonce's husband not to parade her around like a sex puppet, basically. Now, how much does the black man or black male should be held responsible for telling his woman, hey, babe, I don't thank you. You know, you a mother now. You know, you too old to be running around in a leotard talking about bootylicious. You know, but he'll exploit his very own wife for a dollar. You know, so we have to definitely, you know, I shout out to Dream Pisces, shout out to my boy E, and shout out to Kill, who just said, the blame is on you. I blame you. I blame me. I blame me. I blame me. True. We have to spread that blame a little bit. We can't just put it all on a person, but we can't put it all on ourselves. Because a lot of things that we were exposed to younger sexually from other people, that put something in us. A lot of things we see on TV. What made a woman want to decide to dye her hair blonde? When women was running around like fools, shaving all their hair off the side, who did they see that they get that from? Now, I say Cassie. If you saw somebody else, please correct me. But when Cassie shaved her head on one side, God darn it, everybody wanted to cut their hair too. Well, Britney Spears cut all her hair off. But basically what I'm saying is we mimic what comes through. And we think women are so brawling. Because you got 40-year-old jail tall gang fighting over everything. You got the gang who women lust after. No hating on the gang. But I always say the reality shows expose these brothers. When I was a sheeple and I was watching these shows, and I remember one of them in Fabulous's son's mom was on one of these shows, one of these Love and Hip Hop. And it exposed Fabulous as an absentee father in a lot of important parts, moments in his child's life. So we get to see how they can spoil their kids, but they lack the fundamental principle of being there every single day because the world needs them. The world needs him to be F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S. And the world need him to be the game, but what about being who they are called to be as man and man? I ain't talking about man and man like that. But you get what I'm saying? At what point are we going to stop being characters, start being real men? At what point are we going to stop being housewives and want a man to sweep us away and spoil us and do all these things and go get my nails done and buy me a Louis Vuitton bag and start being independent, strong women? Independent in the sense of, I don't need this foolishness. Independent as I have my own voice. I'm not too proud to say I need a man or I want a man. But at what point are we going to put these childish ideologies up and step up as people? So I'm going to go back to the lines, as you know I do, and see what you got for me. Carla, you are on the line.
Hey, good evening.
How you doing, brother?
Hey, doing good, my brother. Shout out to Anonymous. Shout out to the Black Panthers for Justice. The sister, Miss Pisces. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, keep on, you know, making the jewelry. And everybody, check her out, of course. And to all the listeners and the new people that are jumping in right now. Okay, the topic. Okay. The things that are destroying Black men and the black women, of course, is reality TV shows. Of course, as you mentioned, the Black Ink, the Love and Hip Hop, and the new ones that are coming up this fall and next year and the year after that and the year after that and the year after that, of course. You know, it's reality TV shows. You see, yeah, like you said, TV programming. The key words, TV programming the mind. Because, see, a lot of the Black households have already believed that what they see in the Black Ink and the Love and Hip Hop, that's how Black people should live. That's how Black people should communicate. That's how Black people should dress. Or maybe that's how you should get money, whether it's to be a rapper or whether it's to sell your soul to the devil, be an Illuminati, and so on and so on. That's how the Black person should live. So they have been fed with false information, which is sad, you know, that, you know, that should believe it, information. And second, it's a hatred. See, a lot of Black people grew up learning hate, not only hate on your fellow Black person, but hate yourself. So you hate yourself, you're going to hate other Black people. And also the images that they've seen, you know, and the examples that they've seen when it comes to, you know, hating, you know, the Black woman or hating the Black man. You know, they've seen, you know, their mother or their father, they've, you know, call them by their name, call them, you know, bitches, sluts, or whatever, or, you know, talking about the Black man that, okay, he's no good, you know, he will never be nothing in life. And so that child grows up thinking that, oh, could be nothing. Or the girl, the young girl, thinks that, okay, maybe I'll be a slut when I become, you know, an adult. You know, like when I hit 18 or 21, I may become a stripper, or I may become like Amber Rose. You see, these are the false, you know, negative stereotypes and images that the kids are being fed to, which is very sad. And another thing that's destroying the Black people is the lack of communication. And as I'm looking now, I don't find too many couples, even the Black family, communicating with each other. And to make it even worse, you have the cell phones, you got the Facebook, social media. That's separating the Black families even more when you have social media and cell phones getting in the way of communicating with each other. Now, going on to your introduction, Barack Obama and the Pope, I was just watching the news earlier this afternoon, and I'm watching between the lines, and I already know what the agenda is. Nobody has to guess. I already know. And it's funny how, okay, they're not really talking too much on the Pope, on what he did, but you're still antagonizing. I mean, no. Not antagonizing, but you're still trashing Bill Cosby's name. And they knew that Bill Cosby said things that a lot of people were afraid to say. And he carried himself with respect. Okay, I don't know what happened. Nobody knows what happened. But people are still saying Bill Cosby is guilty of this, guilty of this, guilty of this. He drugged these women. He raped these women. Okay, was anybody there in the 70s and 60s? No. Crickets, exactly. Because nobody knows. And likely, this whole case is not even going to go to trial. And by looking at, by the way, what as we're going forward, it's not going to trial. I doubt it. Because they're more saying that he's guilty than actually, you know, taking him to court or bringing out the proof. So what does that tell you? Nobody knows exactly what happened. They're just still attacking him because they know that he's one of the smartest guys that even walked on this earth. So that's all I got to say.
Appreciate it, man.
You're welcome.
Yeah, most definitely. Thing, you know, I was talking about the thing, and I say I encourage everybody to go check this article out. It is by, it's a 2014 article by Judy Byington, B-Y-I-N-G-T-O-N. You got to read up on these people. 48 people say they witnessed, you know, a lot of things. A lot of satanic things that's coming from the Pope. A lot of satanic things. Sex trafficking. Why hasn't that been spoken on? Check these articles out. Because this ain't Ontario speaking now. This ain't me talking. This is the white people. But definitely, we have to know when our people are guilty or when they are just being messed with just because. Okay, and, you know, shout out to the brother that gave his comment. You know, and that's definitely, as I was saying, you know, you probably piggybacked off me. But as I was saying, you know, it's basically what comes through the television. For centuries. They have targeted the black community to just keep us down. To keep us. And one more thing about this presidential debate that we not understand. Please stop talking about if you don't vote, you can't say nothing. You don't vote, you don't matter. You don't matter. But if you sit up there and you listen to what they say, they speak about the middle class. It never says nothing about the ones below poverty line. Because they got something special for the ones below poverty line. So definitely check out those rules and bills that I gave in the beginning of the show. And when I bring up a topic later on this week or next week, we can talk and do about it. We have to know what they are planning, people. Donald Trump is just a pawn. Ben Carson is just a pawn. Marco Rubio, pawn. Hillary Clinton, pawn. Understand what these people are doing. This is just no run-of-the-mill, they want to sit down and talk. What is the one world religion that they want to talk about? Don't dismiss it as a conspiracy theory. Read. Open your mind. If we believe in the book, if we believe in Revelations in the first and the second beast, who do we think the beast are? Who do we think going to fulfill these prophecies? Check out a lot of those things. Who do we think when they talk about the right mark in the hand and in the forehead? Check these things out that's in this Obamacare. Got to open our mind, people. Quit using it as a hat rack. But I'm going to keep rolling. Carlos, you on the line.
A hat rack? What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, my guy?
Not much. All right, so the first issue I guess we can tackle is the whole Pope visiting, which I also found out today that the Chinese president is here too.
Okay.
I think the one world religion with everything that's been the line, like I called you yesterday and told you about what I saw on TBN, how they were explaining how in the book of Ezekiel, that's when they started prophesying about what's happening now. and they were saying how the Russians and the Iranians, Russia and Iran has to, you know, make a bond with each other. And if you look at how the U.S. has Iran set up, they have military bases set up all around Iran. Pretty much what I think, the reason the Pope is here, the more rare religion would be Catholicism, because that's the strongest religion in the United States. That's the strongest religion in the United States, and even back in the Greek days, they felt that, well, the Catholics felt that, you know, the Pope signified the person who's supposed to rule the world, the one person who's supposed to, you know, rule over all the people, and Catholicism is supposed to be the one world religion. So if you think about the spirits that's going on in the world today, you know, the spirit of the pedophilia, of homosexuality, and you look at how it's manifested in that religion, then you'll see how, you know, it's easy to connect the dots and see, okay, maybe it's possibility that this whole, because right now everybody's waiting for the New World Order. The New World Order's already started, because look at how things are just, you know, transgressing, how is it changing? How everything that once was bad is considered good now. I mean, so while we're waiting, everything is already changing. While we're sitting and waiting for this to happen, it's already happening.
Believe it, and I think that's where a lot of people are lost. You know, as you touched on the pedophilia. I mean, as we, you know, as you remember the article that I shared, scroll on over to my Facebook page, Antonio Reagan, but where they have the rainbow Doritos.
Yeah.
Now, look at the way that they are purposely throwing this at you.
Oh, and also about this Pope Francis guy. I was reading a couple articles about him, and I was reading one on my phone, and it's funny because I don't know what happened to it. It just deleted off the page after I got done. But it was saying how, you know, he's actually, they called him the first American Pope, because he's from his descendants is from the Western Hemisphere. Like he was born in Argentina, but his bloodline is Italian. So they call him, you know, the first American Pope. Therefore, you know, his way, and how he was, they say, you know, when he was going through his priesthood, the way he was acting is in a resemblance to how Jesus would act, meaning that he mainly focused on the poor people. And that's what he always talked about. He talks about poverty a lot. He targets poverty. And, you know, that's a different route that all the different popes took, because he was more interactive with the people, just how, in a sense, Jesus was.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's a bright point that you bring up. I mean, as I said, you know, we have to really understand how this system works. We understand a lot of laws, as I said, Barack Obama has put into place. Now, he's the first American president to sit chairman on the board of the United Nations. He has so much power when it comes to the United Nations. When he says that makes him the top supreme ruler. He has access to every army under the United Nations. And we're not understanding the amount of power that is given to this man. I mean, and if we understand that, like you said, the New World Order is here. And it isn't to scare you up, people. It's to get you to dig into this knowledge, because that's what they fear. They don't fear us bickering. They don't fear us saying, we hate white people. We hate black people. Donald Trump get up there and insult every foreigner that he can think of. It's a circus. To take our minds off of the rights that they have taken away, and the things that they have put into law to think that is right. And when you bring a person like the Pope in, who is guilty of pedophilia, sex trafficking, but they don't speak on that. What are we headed for with these so-called leaders?
The spiritual battle that's going on, actually. That's what it's headed for. I mean, it's already written on the wall. That's It's in the Bible. It's in every, you know, religious book. So it's like if you really believe it, it really plays on what you really believe in the end. Do you really believe in Christianity how you say you do? If so, then do your actions show?
True.
If you really believe, then you'll see that how wicked the world is getting. I mean, what makes, if the Bible says Adam and Eve with no loopholes in it, how is that that you can find a loophole and think that love can outweigh what the Bible says? I mean,
that's
yes, love conquers all, but love conquers hate. Unconditional love conquers all. And unconditional love comes from God. It comes from, you know, really understanding and appreciating the value of life. And understanding that every day that we have on this earth isn't, you know, guaranteed.
Okay. So what do you feel about the part on the black man and the black woman destroying each other?
Just like everybody else said, I mean, they made good points. So it's a personal accountability. Like, everybody has a past. Everybody, you know, when you come into someone's life, you come in at that chapter in their life. So that means that it's up to us to really get to know a person. A lot of people don't touch on, you know, really about soulmates. Meaning, are you really meant to be with a person?
True.
Because I feel, you know, we're born on purpose. We were created on purpose. Meaning that we live on purpose. And we were given a purpose. And, you know, God says once you seek him, you'll find him. And if you ask for your purpose, he'll give it to you. With that, it's more so.
You know, I kind of get that. And I'm glad that, you know, people say, you know, take responsibility for your actions. Take responsibility for your actions. But also, as we talked about, you have to get to know a person. And what we're not understanding, people have to break these spirits off of them, because this is what we lose sight of. And we know we beat it in, you know, to them like a dead horse. We beat it in them. But you cannot understand the flesh without understanding the spirit. So you have the right. When a person comes into a person's life, they come into it at a very trying point, at a very up and triumphant point. But what are they bringing when they come to this person's life in that point?
Yeah. I mean, it's not to say that every situation is supposed to turn out bad. Like a lot of relationships end terribly because of the fact that it's a misunderstanding, that it's a miscommunication. Because people aren't, you know, for one, like Ms. Sharon said, they don't know themselves. You have to really know yourself. You know, if you know yourself and you know that, hey, I was born with a purpose, that this world is evil and we have to work together for the good and spread love, then sometimes the path in life will lead you in places that you would never think of. Why? Because life is like a journey. I mean, they teach in the Bible how, you know, Jesus' life was like a journey. Life is like a journey. Why? Because there's so many people that you have to touch. You have to get outside that comfort zone. You have to get outside of thinking that, you know, life is supposed to be about going to a 9-to-5 every day and being in this comfort zone. No. Because there's too many people in the world. There's too many people living inside this box. Yet we're so distanced from each other.
That's dope.
As far as black men and women destroying each other, it's, well, one, it's really not destroying each other. You know, we have to build each other up. It's about love. We have to learn to love one another more, love ourselves more, love our culture, love humanity. I mean, and once you do that, once you spread more love, you'll see that anything is possible.
Okay. Wise words, brother.
I appreciate you, my brother.
Always. Much love to my boy, because like I said, you know, a lot of people, it's not just me that does this show. A lot of people bring their own, you know, part to the show. And my boy Jay right there, he always, you know, he's there with me. We're in sync when it comes to spiritual man. Does that mean we're perfect? Heck no. But to understand how to really navigate and restore your home, you have to learn to forgive, first of all, my black people. Forgive. You have to learn to confront everything that has made you feel inadequate, everything that has made you feel insecure, every childhood bad experience that you had. You got to go back and dig so deep into yourself that it scares you. Because a lot of things that have been done to us have been done for years, whether you're 34, like myself, 34 years of stuff. Because don't believe, as soon as you come in, you come into things being programmed into you. We take our newborn babies, we expose them to Dirty Sprite 2 album. They don't know nothing about this. But they have little ears and little subconscious. And we hunt around and hunt around. Oh, Lord. And we don't know what we're programming these children with. We don't understand that, black brothers, we got to stop all of this. Too tough to show your lady some love. If we have revolutionary women, yeah, they tough women, but they're still women. They still need to be caressed. They still need to be hugged. But a lot of these brothers, they can't hug because they need a hug. But some generational curse, we have to learn to break these generational curses. We have to learn to raise young black men to stutter. Oh, that's my little nigga. Oh, my little nigga gonna kill him on the football field. We have to learn, ladies, make a man work. God, y'all give stuff up so easy. I'm gonna get to you real. Y'all give stuff up so easy because you yourselves can't contain your flesh. Y'all don't make a man work for nothing. You have a check to see, can he balance a checkbook? Do he have a bank card? What's his 5-year plan? What kind of relationship does he have with his kid's mother? Do you even have a cell phone? Black brothers, we ain't checking see. What's this woman, what makes this woman laugh? What makes her cry? What happened to her in her childhood? How can I help you? You know, and we're so religious, and people get mad. They say, oh, you beat up on religious people. You beat up on religious leaders. You beat up on this and that. It's not beating up if you're telling the truth. We got to stop thinking everything is hate and listen to where I'm going. We have all of these so-called spiritual advisors. But how come you haven't elevated to understand you have Jezebel spirit on you? You have an Ahab spirit on you. You're being controlled by a sexual spirit. You're being controlled by a homosexual spirit. You have the pastors now condoning it. You have them doing same-sex marriages. And it's like, okay, the brothers have to be taught to deal with emotions because they nutty father or nutty uncle, or you hate to see a brother yelling at a 3-year-old, man, look, you don't supposed to cry. Why not? He failed. But we have to learn to restore love to our people. Learn to let them know it's okay. It's okay to mess up without you going in on a cussing out, calling them scum of the earth, hitting them, and then apologize. It's okay if he, you know, women learn to support a brother when he out of work or when he's feeling down about something or not having enough money or that or has had a hard day. We have to learn to be so transparent and clear in our relationships. It's crazy. No, cut each other out, throw stuff out in the yard, expose your neighbors to all the business, expose Facebook to all your business. We destroy each other. Everybody know what he did with the neighbor down the street. We destroy each other, and we're not knowing what's ahead of us. Everybody that's listening to this show, pray tonight. It ain't being perfect. It might save you. It might wake you up to something. Teach your kids how to be prayer. Not players, prayers. How can they grow up to be confident when you're not confident? How can they grow up to be trustworthy when they see you sneaking around on mama, sneaking around on daddy? We are the first teachers. We're destroying the black home. So until Thursday, I appreciate everybody, and I'm sending the love. I appreciate everybody, and you already know this is my boy, one of my favorite artists, my boy Life Dennis, was saying, let's stay together. Because if we don't stay together, what are we going to do? Let's stay together, and I'm out.
Gonna put some people back together today. Somebody gonna thank me after this song, man. Matter of fact, I'm gonna thank me right now. And I can't sympathize with your pain. If I could, I'd make it go away, but I can't. So I concentrate on more realistic things, like questioning, is there anything here?